I'm here with the Specialty Crop Production Entrepreneurship Proficiency winner, Savannah Downs, of the Bakersfield Christian FFA chapter in California. Savannah, what is this project that you have?
My project consists of the growth and sale of different specialty varieties of cut flowers that I sell at local farmers markets and to local florists.
So what are your responsibilities within this supervised agricultural experience?
So my responsibilities, because it's fully entrepreneurship, I built this from the ground up. And so it ranges from drafting seed maps, field maps, and planning out which varieties I'm going to grow, all the way to planting those seeds, caring for them, cultivating them until they germinate, and then eventually putting them in the ground, and then eventually to harvest. I harvest them, process them, take them to the farmers markets or to local florists, and sell them.
So what kind of flowers did you choose and why?
Well, I started out with three cut flower varieties, sunflowers, cosmos, and zinnias, just whatever was easiest to grow in my area. And since then, since 2018, I've grown to grow now over 80 cut flower varieties. So major growth there. And honestly, as far as choosing them, I did a lot of research on that, see what would grow in my area, see what would thrive. And it was a lot of trial and error with that. But eventually we found a bunch of different varieties and we're continuing to expand what we grow at our family farm.
So you've grown. What have you learned in this SAE area?
Well, I've learned that in an operation like this one, it is all about planning. From day one, before you even put seeds in soil, you've got to make sure that you know your timing on your seeds, when and staging those plantings to when you're going to harvest, keeping in mind the season and what's going to grow, what measures need to be taken for those seeds, and everything along the way. It's all planning. It's a lot more than I expected in the beginning, but it's definitely taught me responsibility that I am happy to take on.
So what was your motivation to starting this SAE?
Well, I come from an ag background. I'm actually a sixth generation agriculturist. So my dad is a farmer, and his grandfathers and dad were also farmers. And then my mom is actually a high school ag teacher. She used to be a florist, though. So I think my love for plant science comes from both of them. And along the way, when I decided I wanted to start this project, to start this family business, I had their backing fully. And now, even as I've gone to college, they've kind of taken that business from me, and they have just as much passion for it as I do. So that's kind of motivated me throughout the way, having that background, having that support and their interest as well. And now seeing that they both love doing it, I mean, who knows how much further it'll go. It's definitely growing.
Now, what does that future look like?
So hopefully in the future, I mean, my mom is so excited about possibly expanding our project. So right now we are a very small operation. We grow on about 1 3/4 of an acre, so super small, but the flowers do super well and there is a lot of yield from that. So hopefully, maybe in the future, we can look into getting more land to grow those flowers on, maybe hiring on some employees, getting a business license, things like that to make us even more official. And we're hoping to expand our sale, not just to florists, but also wholesale. That would be amazing if we could do that. That's pretty much it. We're just hoping to expand the land, maybe expand some of the flower varieties we grow. We grow everything in a greenhouse now, so hopefully an expansion there as well. But we're very excited for the future.
You're so passionate about this area, and it seems like you have had such a great support system. Who would you all like to thank?
Oh, I definitely would like to thank my mom for the countless hours she spent out there with me in the garden and for taking care of my project while I am away at college. I'd also like to thank, my whole family, my dad, for always getting out there on the tractor, plowing the field when I did not want to. Thank you so much, Dad. And then my siblings as well for kind of taking that over while I'm gone. And then obviously my FFA advisor, Miss Tanya Love. She has been absolutely amazing and supportive of me and everything I've been doing. It's been a lot. As well as another advisor, Ms. Luxon. She helped me out with this proficiency application so much, and I would not be here without her editing skills and amazing motivation for me. So thank you.
Now, overall, what does this award mean to you?
Well, I was actually on stage a couple years ago for another proficiency that I did not win, and getting it this year, I was I am still in shock and absolutely ecstatic. For me, it just kind of makes that interest that I have in plant soil science concrete, because that is what I'm going into. That's my college major right now. And I am just absolutely so excited to have won this. And if I wasn't sure I was going into plant science now, or then, I am now. So cannot wait for the future for that.
And that was Savannah Downs, the Specialty Crop Production Entrepreneurship Proficiency winner. Proudly sponsored by the National FFA Foundation and the National FFA Organization. For National FFA, I am Michelle Stengler.